ironing the folds, the face space chevrons of a GSE-like merger as a dark matter subhalo detector, by Elliot Y. Davies et al. Recent work uncovered features in the face space of the Milky Way's stellar halo which may be attributed to the last major merger. When stellar material from a satellite is accreted onto its host, it phase mixes and appears finely substructured in phase space. For a high eccentricity merger, the substructure most clearly manifests as numerous wrapping chevrons in VR, R, space, corresponding to stripes in A, theta R, space. We introduce the idea of using this substructure as an alternative subhalo detector to cold stellar streams. We simulate an N-body merger akin to the GSE and assess the impact of subhalos on these chevrons. We examine how their deformation depends on the mass, perocenter, and number of subhalos. To quantify the impact of perturbers, we utilize the appearance of chevrons in A, theta R, space to introduce a new quantity, the ironing parameter. We show that, 1, a single flyby of a massive, approximately 10 to the power of 10 m sun, subhalo with perocenter comparable to, or within, the shell's apocenter smooths out the substructure, 2, a single flyby of a low mass, is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 8 m sun, has negligible effect, 3, multiple flybys of subhalos derived from a subhalo mass function between 10 to the power of 7 minus 10 to the power of 10 m sun cause significant damage if deep within the potential, 4, the effects of known perturbers, e.g. Sagittarius, should be detectable and offer constraints on their initial mass. The sensitivity to the populations of subhalos suggests that we should be able to place an upper limit on the Milky Way's subhalo mass function. This was, ironing the folds, the phase space chevrons of a GSE-like merger as a dark matter subhalo detector, by Elliot Y. Davies et al.